When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. Milkshake 2. All over the world, at least in the commercials, people are enjoying a McDonald's milkshake. Someone may well be having one right now in Japan or Saudi Arabia.
Chicken?
They also do a really nice large strawberry shake in India for about £1.50. Give us massage.
Hey, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
But at this moment in the UK, you're going to struggle to get one. The company says milkshakes are off the menu along with bottled drinks because of supply issues. We're working hard to return these items as soon as possible, they say. They're not the only ones struggling. There'll be no cheeky Nando's for some, with the chain shutting 50 restaurants over chicken shortages. Lots of supermarkets are also reporting problems. So what is going on? Well, with me now is Natalie Chapman from Logistics UK, which represents freight firms. Natalie, is this COVID or Brexit's fault?
It's a combination of a number of factors that has kind of brought together a bit of a perfect storm. So starting at the beginning, the driver shortage isn't a new issue. So we've had a shortage of HGV drivers for quite a number of years. And I think, to be fair, as an industry, we just haven't done enough to tackle it. So we look at things like, you know, 3%, less than 3% of all HGV drivers are female. So that's a huge part of the workforce that we're not tapping into. So there's been lots of things that we probably should have done years ago to deal with the shortage. So prior to the pandemic and Brexit, we had a shortage, an estimated shortage of about 59,000 HGV drivers. That grew to about 76,000 by the end of last year. And now we estimate we're short about 90,000 drivers. So it's just grown and grown.
So it's not far off doubling in recent years, the problem really, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so what's happened, we've had a combination of factors. So we've had Brexit, we've had COVID. So we've seen quite a lot of non-UK HGV drivers decide to return to their home countries to be with their families. We've also had some changes to something called the IR35 tax rules. So there were quite a number of drivers who were classed as self-employed that are now PAYE. So that's caused some challenges and some have decided to leave the industry as a result of that. You will always get people that naturally retire. We have quite a high age demographic among HGV drivers. So you'll get, you know, lots of people that are coming up to retirement age. And then the struggle that we've had because of COVID, DVSA, who conduct the driving tests, stopped all driving tests, car driving tests, but HGV tests as well. So about 45,000 HGV tests did not take place over the last year. And when you look at the average pass rate, that means that about 25,000 new drivers didn't come into the industry. So we already had a shortage. At one end, we're losing drivers. And at the other end, we're not getting new drivers in. So what was a shortage has now become a crisis.
Could this be solved with, you know, just simply with pay rises? Could you make it more attractive for people to work as a driver through something like that?
Well, we're seeing examples of, you know, pay rises and golden hellos. We've had the examples of Tesco's offering £1,000 to new drivers. Manpower say that the wages across the board have gone up about 20%. And that's certainly what we're hearing from members. But in the short term, unless we get more drivers in, actually, all we're doing is moving existing drivers around existing companies. We're not actually in itself getting new drivers in. Wages, pay, conditions, all of those things are important for attracting new drivers, retaining the drivers we've got. That's all part of the long-term vision. But in terms of this current crisis we're in, pay alone is not the answer. We've asked government for a few things. Government has done the one thing we said not to do, which was to increase drivers' hours. So to ask drivers who are already working incredibly hard to work even harder is not the answer. They're there for very important safety reasons as well. And talking to our members, just adding one extra hour at the end of the day, it gives them a bit of increased flexibility, but that's not in itself going to actually be of any real use. And a lot of the companies we've been talking to have said they are just not prepared to extend drivers' hours.
If nothing changes, how long could this go on for? I mean, how long am I going to be missing out my McDonald's milkshake for, Natalie?
Well, what we're really focusing on at the moment, so we've got our view on the long term and the things that we need to do about things like apprenticeships and pay and conditions and driver welfare facilities and attracting new drivers and new talent into the industry, retaining the great drivers that we've got. And we know that we're not going to be able to recruit long term outside of the UK. So we need to nurture and grow homegrown talent. But we're not going to be able to do that quick enough. So we are asking government to speed up access and provide more capacity for driver testing. But, you know, we're looking to, like, how are we going to get through Christmas? And we're not going to get that. That's not going to give us what we need quick enough. So that's all really important for the long term. Short term, the only real solution that's going to help us guarantee that we can all, you know, have Christmas dinners and all our Christmas presents delivered on time is we need a temporary relaxation on the immigration rules to allow access for non-UK drivers. And we're very clear with this. This is a temporary thing. We know there's no appetite for this to be a long-term solution, and we want to nurture and grow homegrown talent. But for the short term, we're just thinking, how are we going to deliver Christmas? Talking to our members, they know what the usual uplift is in terms of, you know, number of extra drivers they normally need to deal with the Christmas peak, but they have no idea where they're going to get them from because they just don't exist within the UK. We just don't have access to them.
So although right now supermarkets like Tesco are admitting they have some struggles, they've still got enough food coming in, are you concerned that Christmas itself could be at risk then? There could be genuine supply problems around that time?
Well, Christmas is unknown. We know every year that's our peak, and it starts kind of in October time, and then we have Black Friday, which has really grown in popularity in the UK as we lead up to Christmas. It's unknown. We know Christmas is coming every year. We know that there's a big uplift in demand. And what we also know is we don't have the drivers here to fulfill that demand. So for us, you know, we are really concerned at Logistics UK about how our members are going to be able to deliver Christmas. And so that's why we really need the government to do a rethink on the so far it's been a bit of a brick wall that we've hit in terms of our asks on the immigration, the temporary visa relaxation. We understand the challenge. This is a post-Brexit government that doesn't want to be seen to be going soft on immigration. We're not asking for that. We're asking for a temporary relaxation for that short period of time to get us through Christmas, because this is going to affect the general public, not just logistics companies. This is going to affect the general public. And there is also precedence there. So the government have a seasonal workers visa called a T5 visa for allowing people to come in to pick crops. So that's great. We can get the crops picked, but we don't have then the drivers to go and take them to market.
And that's Leda. Check out standard.co.uk for more coverage of this story and follow the live blog for breaking news. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.